Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:17 PM. That is Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 17th. And today the news headlines have been just bombarded with news about the speculation about whether President Trump will be impeached, that whether he has committed an impeachable offence. And the signs are not looking great. Whether this is in fact the event that will lead to an impeachment, then the risk of an impeachment actually occurring at some point over the next year has increased, that he just seems to be making one mistake after another, and that these are either as a result of inexperience or of personal volatility, or perhaps both, that is putting in danger the legislative agenda that the market had helped to price in since his election. We have had a spectacular rally since November. It has been particularly impressive, and it reasserted what had been a, and if we look at this chart of the Russell 2000, that it has been rallying pretty impressively since the beginning of 2016, but there has been a notable loss of momentum since the beginning of this year, and the index is now pulling back towards the lower side of that range, which approximates the region of the trend mean. The S&P 500 has been ranging for less time. It has been ranging for approximately 2 months, and well, I suppose 2.5 months since today's 17th, and it is also now pulling back from the upper side of its range, and in a dynamic manner. In fact, we haven't seen a downward dynamic like this since at least the middle of March. So despite the fact that it is a little bit off its low, this continues to represent a pullback from the upper side of the range, and then it has so far failed to sustain a move above 2400, and looks like it is going to further unwind the short-term overbought condition relative to the trend mean. Considering that it did not quite unwind it back in March, well, then perhaps by the time it gets to the lower side of the range, then the that lower side of the range will approximate the region of where the moving average is. There is certainly, when we look at some of the large cap shares, they have not led on the downside. Certainly, you can see that, for example, Amazon might be down 16, but this is $16 on a $950 share. It is a decline, but it is not a larger decline than we have seen previously. The progression of high reaction lows is still intact. So where then is the selling pressure coming in? Well, if we wouldn't have to look very far. If you look at, for example, Under Armour, it is moving to new lows, or at least pressuring those lows. And that would suggest that what is strong is strong, what weak is weak is weak. But I was looking at O'Reilly Automotive, and I highlighted that as a developing type 3 top formation a few weeks ago. That is still the case, that it broke down, it popped back up and wound some of that short-term oversold, but it has not pushed back above the moving average, still a progression of lower rally highs, and broadly speaking, it has been going sideways in a ranging time and size manner for a year and a half already. So that is not a reliable continuation pattern relative to what had previously been a rather consistent advance. So there is certainly risk out there, perhaps not where most people are looking for it. The VIX index is now at 14. I think what most people will see clearly is that there is a progression of lower rally highs, and that it is now coming back to test that progression of lower rally highs. But it is up really quite considerably today, and that is relative to a level last week which was the lowest in since 1993. And I think we do need to ask, how long has the index been around? Because it isn't that long, and we can see that the number of times that the VIX has traded below 10 is really not very many at all. So that is quite a clear change now. But the bigger question is whether this is going to be a bout of volatility that is larger than anything we've seen in the last year, or whether it is going to be a bout of volatility that is very short-lived. And what would confirm that would be an additional downward dynamic tomorrow that would confirm that we have a peak of more than short-term significance. If the stock market is coming out of what has been a rather charmed existence over the last while, then the euro has been really quite firm. It was up another 62 ticks in here today. It's up to 111.5 just about. But the medium term chart gives us a better idea of exactly what's going on, that it is pulling away from the region of the trend mean. There's a failed downside break at the lower side of this 2-year range, and that suggests that it is going to go back up and test the upper side of that range, which is closer to 115. So there is potential for additional upside here for the euro, and not least because of that uncertainty in the political front in the USA. And the yen has strengthened up pretty considerably as well. It was stronger by almost an additional 2 full yen today, and that is confirming support in the region of 115. Now, the big question is whether there is going to be resistance in the current area. Certainly, the Japanese don't particularly want a much stronger currency. But what this is also suggesting is that it is on, and there has been a great deal of debate about the role of risk parity. And risk parity trades are really quite simple, that you buy bonds when equities are doing badly, and you buy equities when bonds are doing badly. Well, bonds haven't been doing particularly well, and equities have been doing rather well, so you're getting a bit of reversal. In other words, risk parity is another way of saying risk on, risk off. And certainly the risk off type trades have been doing better today. So if we look, for example, at the 10-year future, then we have had a pretty impressive move on the US 10-year future, that it is now trading above 126. And if we look at that on the weekly chart, then what do we see? It's that support has come in the region of those 2013 and 2014 lows. The reason they got down to those lows in 2013 and 14 was because of the taper tantrum. So the bond market is betting not only that if equities are pulling back, then that should be good for bonds, but also that if we were to get a somewhat more volatile period on equity markets, that that could delay, or that the Fed could refrain from raising interest rates in June. And of course, the fourth one that tends to do well in a risk-off environment is gold. It was up $20 today. That now confirms that it has found support at a progressively higher level. The progression of higher reaction lows is intact, and it is bouncing from the region of the trend mean, and that is quite positive. So, gold has now bounced from exactly where it needed to. Platinum was also up today, but not by the same amount, and it has bounced though from this $900 area. And silver is up almost $1 off its low, although not all in one go. It was up 10 cents today. It's almost up to 17, but it was at 16 last week. So that is also bouncing from above the lows that we saw back in December. But of course, the caveat to all of this is that they were oversold in the short term, and the question is now to the extent to which they can hold these bounces. When we cast our net farther afield, the dollar might have been weak against some of the major currencies, but the Indian rupee was pretty steady in here today. It wasn't really, it was down a little bit, but not a great deal. That's despite the fact that it looks like the RBI has been intervening around the 64 rupee to the dollar level to try and arrest its advance. But the Nifty was in stronger form and has been breaking upwards. There has been concerted strength in the Asian region. Now, that may not last if we are in fact getting some weakness coming in, and not least in Europe today, then Asia is unlikely to be immune tomorrow. So for example, the Euro Stoxx index, which has been trending higher in a very steady manner for really much of this year so far, had its largest pullback in quite some time. If we were to just simply look at the futures markets, we can see that it is a sea of red, and that there were a number of indices in Europe were down in the region of 2% today, most particularly the CAC and in France, and the MIB in Italy. But the DAX index has been by far the best performer, not only on an absolute but on a relative basis, and it had done frightfully well over the last 4 weeks. So now we do get some pause and consolidation. It is quite overextended relative to the trend mean. It is perhaps too early to say that a mean reversion is clearly underway, but certainly some pause and consolidation, and that would appear to be the most likely scenario. And when we look at the Chinese market, it had that impressive bounce last week. It gave up a little bit of it today. It is now in the region of the trend mean. And that was an impressive upward dynamic that we saw last week. It at least checked the declines that had been really quite persistent since the middle of April. But now, will it hold the 3200 level? That's the big question. And it's only 50 points away. A lot will hinge on to what extent the banking sector can hold that big bounce that it had last week. It was down a bit in here today. It is testing the region of the trend mean. And now it is a big question whether that 12,500 level is going to hold. I think that the Chinese government will be supporting the banking sector. They certainly do not want a rout. They are making liquidity available, but they are also insisting that some of the leverage that has been extended to the shadow banking system be withdrawn. But the sector that has done best has been or at least among Chinese shares, has been those that are listed in the US. But Ctrip has been among the better performers, and it was one of the leading decliners today. It was down $1.35, so it is encountering resistance, or at least a pause in the region of that 2015 high, and it does have room in which to consolidate. This continues to look like a generally bullish pattern overall, but that this is perhaps not the most opportune time to be buying, that there will probably be a better buying opportunity in the next couple of weeks. And I think that that is the case for the majority of markets that have done very well, that there isn't a great deal to be gained by chasing trends that have done fantastically well for 4 or 5 weeks already. That a more favorable entry opportunity can probably be gained by simply just waiting on the sidelines. And that I think a lot of people will also be cognizant of the fact that we are towards the middle of May, and we are leaving the most favorable time of the year. So we can anticipate more volatility in the period between now and September. We've had that on a number of years already, and I don't think that considering just how well markets have done, that at the very minimum we're due a pause in consolidation. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.